So I had an operation on it about 3 weeks ago now, maybe three and a bit weeks ago, which went really well. So I saw the surgeon a couple of weeks, well, was it? Yeah, last week, and he was really happy with it. So back in now, doing full rehab and getting it back, hopefully looking for end of September, October. You know, I'll obviously be pushing to get back a bit early, but you know, the physio is going to try and hold me back. So, you know, I'll see how it goes.
Is it almost quite nice because you're missing maybe some of the more intense parts of pre-season, the running bits, and you can get back, and then although obviously you're gonna have to get fit, the hard slog some of them are going through at the moment.
Yeah, no, definitely. But eventually, when you've done nothing for about 2 months and like you're feeling your arm and it's gone all melty, you're like, oh, you know, I need to get back in the gym. So right now I'm like happy to be here, and obviously all the new guys are in today, so you know it's a good time to be here. But like you say, luckily I can stand and watch from the balcony as they're all outside sweating, so you know it's not too bad.
In terms of the injury, obviously you got it playing for the Saxons. How enjoyable was that experience? It looked like, you know, I was following you all on kind of social media. It looked like you had a great time out there, and obviously, you know, winning helps.
Yeah, definitely winning helps, but you know, it was a good bunch of lads. You know, we got on, and you know that obviously started the tour off. And then whilst we were out there, you know, trained hard and played hard, and obviously got the 2 wins, which makes it even better. And yeah, no, it was a great experience. You know, one I'm very happy that I got the chance to go on. And you know, with especially the sail lads, that you know, a couple of them have moved on now. But you know, there was a good group of sail boys there, and you know, they all played well in the games, and you know, it was just something special to be a part of.
We had a quick word with Josh. Obviously, he was calling on the England camp, and that he said that taste of international experience just makes you want it more. Is it, I guess, the same for you?
Oh yeah, definitely. You know, once you get a little bit of that taste, you wanna dive in there more. So obviously the injury isn't great, but you know, at least I got that one test, game against them under my belt. So you know, I'm just kind of back to square one now because I'm injured. Obviously, I just got to try and get back into the team here first, and then when I'm in the team, or if I get into the team, you know, start playing well, and then you know, just take it step by step. But yeah, now I've got the taste, so you know, I'm hungry for it, and I want to kick on. So.
Do you get any feedback from the commentary from some of the local South African guys? Because there was, I don't know if you heard, that they were quite surprised at, I think, how good you were, or they didn't really know who you were, and then after the first game, they seemed to sort of get more and more accustomed with you. Did you hear any of this?
Yeah, I've seen the first game back. I think they probably had like a preconceived ideas on how the English game was, and obviously, you know, previous English teams have probably gone down there with, you know, a big forward pack and, you know, a kicking game. And I remember, I think it was one of the first meetings I had with like Ali Heffer and the coaches there, and they said, you know, how do you want to run the backfield? Like when you're getting kicked, I was like, let's just run the ball back, you know, with the back three that we had in, you know, Wade, Rocky Duguni and Lewinton, you know, some of the best runners in the league. So I was like, let's just, you know, have a go and see what happens. And obviously the first 20, 30 minutes went our way, and, you know, that set the tone for the game. And running rugby is my style, so, you know, I didn't want to kick the ball, to be honest. You know, if I had to, I would. But you know, it was a great. To be honest, it suited the way I played, and you know, it helped me obviously kick on in that game. So,
the 3-year deal of signed this week. You mentioned one or two of the sale lads that moved on. It must be great that yourself and Josh have obviously committed, and I know there's going to be one or two other announcements this week. But kind of getting the deal done, and maybe the local lads that have come through with the new takeover and everything that's happening, just be tied down long term.
Yeah, definitely. I think. You know, Sale's a great club. I've been here for a long, long time now, and the first thing I thought about when I realised that this new ownership was coming down was that I want to, you know, commit to the future, because you know it's a special time to be around the club, and you know, the people that have come in now, you know, Simon Orange and everybody in the chair, in the directors, you know, there's a real strong ambition of wanting to make this team and this club one of the best in the country. So having that confidence coming from above, you know, it's something you just want to be around. And you know, I'm a local lad. I don't really want to move down south. I don't really want to move up to the northeast. So you know, staying around Sale was what I wanted. And especially when you hear, like, you know, other lads like Josh is signing, and you know, here and there, that's what you want. You want, like, you know, the local talent, the young lads, to stay on, and then you know, a sprinkle of stardust here and there to help us along the way. But you know, keep it a local lads, and just kick on from there. So yeah. I'm absolutely thrilled.
The way that Simon Orange talks about, you know, investing in the club and putting money into the club and being a top four side and competing for trophies is, I guess, that's everything you want to hear as a player from people from the top. If they have that ambition, then why go anywhere else?
Oh yeah, exactly. You know, from since I joined the club, it's moved leaps and bounds forwards. You know, we've got a great training facility here. We've got obviously our own stadium now, which is absolutely brilliant. with the pitch there. And you know, I think we went last season, apart from one game, nearly unbeaten all season. You know, we're heading in the right direction, and it just made sense for me to stick with Sale and you know, just commit to the future. And especially when you have now this new ownership and you know, where they're trying to get the club to go, and it literally was everything I wanted. So, you know, I'm very happy over here.
Dimes, I spoke to Josh as well this morning, both talking about, you know, top four has to be the aim. You're obviously there and thereabouts last year, sort of fifth for a while. If that's where the club needs to be, isn't it? It needs to be pushing on the top four, at least trying to sort of break into that monopoly.
Yeah, if when I was in contract talks and they were talking about staying mid-table, I wouldn't be interested in staying. You know, I'm here to win things. You know, I have a short career and I want to win trophies. And the thing with Sale is we're building something here that it's not, we're not going to buy 100 players who are going to win us a game. No, you know, win us a season. We're building something here which is going to, you know, last a long time. You know, it's built on young players. And yeah, top four is the aim this season, and you know, that's what we're sticking to. We're going to aim for that, and then when we get that top four, we're going to see what happens in the playoffs.